The idea that ambassadors in Washington, D.C. do not know how to have fun is changing, thanks in part to diplomats from Scandinavian nations. At an event earlier this summer, musical performers from Denmark, Iceland, Norway, Sweden, and Finland gathered in the garden of the Danish ambassador's home. They came to take part in what is becoming one of Washington's more popular summer events, the yearly Nordic Jazz Festival. The event is now in its 13th year. Lone D. Visborg is Denmark's ambassador to the United States. She told VOA that for Denmark, the relationship with American jazz music goes all the way back to the early 1960s. At that time, some of the world's most well-known and widely respected jazz artists moved to the country. Visborg said that for many years, American artists, including Stan Getz, Dexter Gordon, and Ben Webster, were highly successful as cultural ambassadors to Denmark. They influenced local performers and changed the sound of Danish jazz in the process. Diplomacy isn't just about politics and economy, said Visborg. Some relations don't need words. Finland, another Nordic country, held its own Nordic jazz event. It included a group of three musicians led by 28-year-old Olli Soikeli. He is a guitar player born in Finland who has lived in New York City for the past 5 years. For Soikeli, the event was a break from his busy schedule that keeps him on the road much of the time, both in the U.S. and other countries. I have been to at least 30 states, he said. We do at least once a year a Midwest tour, go to Ohio, Illinois, and all that, then West Coast, California, Washington State, Oregon, and then down south. We've even been to Alaska for 2 weeks. Some of his fellow performers are from the northeastern area of the U.S. known as New England. So, Soikeli said they also play a lot in Maine, Vermont, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire. He notes that wherever they go, they rarely find people who have not heard of jazz. But he and his band are pleased to play kinds of jazz that may be new to Americans, such as gypsy jazz and choro, sometimes called the New Orleans jazz of Brazil. Soikeli says he didn't dig deep into American jazz until he moved to New York 5 years ago. Back in Finland, Soikeli's main influence was Django Reinhardt, the Belgian-born Romani-French jazz guitar player and songwriter. Many believe Reinhardt created the sound of gypsy jazz in the 1930s. There's definitely the before and after New York, Soikeli said. The Finnish native says his time in America's largest city helped him learn about the roots of jazz. He adds that American swing and blues music have undoubtedly affected the way he plays the guitar. New York, he says, is a place where you're influenced by all these great musicians and all different music. At the Finnish embassy, Soikeli was joined by Florida-born bass player Paul Sekevi and drummer Rajiv Jayawira, who grew up in Melbourne, Australia. When we come together, there is definitely a sense of community, he said. Jazz is enjoyed for bringing attention to each performer's skills and ability to improvise. when he and his fellow musicians go on stage, we're kind of having this conversation, Soy Kelly said. It is like an American experience in a way. If one listens carefully, it just might be possible to hear influences from traditional Finnish music in Soy Kelly's playing, he adds. But you've got to look for it. I'm Pete Musto.